In this tutorial, we will review how to manually process retractions when an explanation of benefits is received. When your office receives an explanation of benefits or an explanation of Medicare benefits, it is very important that the first thing you do is identify any and all of the retractions present in the EOB. You should document or make note of any patients with the retracted claims so that the claims can all be reversed at once. You should document or make note of any of the patients with the retracted claims. You should document or make note of any of the patients with retracted claims so that the claims can all be reversed at once. You should document or make note of any of the patients with the retracted claims so that all of the claims can be reversed at once. So that the claims can all be reversed at once. Please note that with retracted claims, the insurance may not actually be taking any money back. Please note that with retracted claims, the insurance may not actually be taking any money back. For many reasons, they may just be adjusting the claim. However, in MedEnt, the reprocessing of all of these claims are considered takebacks in the system. However, in MedEnt, the reprocessing of all of these claims are considered takebacks in the system. The insurance may choose to apply the retracted amount to other patients in the EOB. Or, if the check amount on the EOB is a zero payment, and the remittance total in the Or if the check amount on the EOB is a negative amount, this would indicate a future retraction. The insurance may choose to apply the retracted amounts. This would indicate a future retraction. With a future retraction, the insurance provider will process the takeback at a later time by either applying the amount to be retracted to patients in a future EOB, or they may request a refund check. If future retractions are present, MedEnt recommends that a copy of the EOB be made so that reference information can easily be obtained when the retraction is received. For more information on how to manually process future retractions, please see the Manual Posting with Adjusted Claims Part 2 video tutorial. After you have identified all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits, access the Posting Options menu by clicking on the Post button at the main menu. At the Posting Options menu, select the Takebacks and Retractions option, and an informational prompt will appear. and an informational prompt will appear. It is important that you read and understand the information given at this prompt before proceeding. The first note for manually posting a remittance check states that all of the retractions present in the EOB should be identified prior to posting any of the payments. The second note states that if you have already started posting payments and you notice there is another retraction in the EOB, in order to process the retraction properly, there must be enough money left in the check to cover the amount of the retraction. The second note states that if you have already started posting payments and you notice there is another retraction in the EOB, in order to process the retraction properly, there must be enough money left in the check to cover the amount of that retraction. The last paragraph describes how to access the take-back check that will be created after all of the retractions in the EOB have been reversed. After you have read through the information provided, select Yes to continue. A pop-up will appear with two take-back options to choose from. Always select option 1 at this prompt when the check you are working with is from an insurance provider. Another pop-up will appear with a field to enter in the check number for the EOB containing the retractions. When the appropriate check number is added, press the Enter key and the patient lookup screen will appear. You will notice at the top of the patient lookup screen, a total take-back amount will be listed for the check number that you submitted. Initially, the total will start at zero, and as you work your way through the reversals in the EOB, the take-back total will increase. To start, search for the first patient in the EOB that has a retraction. And the reverse payments and adjustments screen will appear. Please note that if there are multiple retractions for the specific payment, each payment should be reversed individually. When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount, and a box will appear to enter in the amount to be reversed. The total amount of the charge will always default in automatically. A partial payment can be entered if the insurance is not taking the A partial payment can be entered if the insurance is not taking back the entire payment. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and a pop-up will prompt you to enter in a reason for the retraction. This pop-up is an optional feature that can be activated in your install options in the master files. This pop-up is an optional feature that can be activated in your master file settings if desired. This pop-up is an optional feature that can be activated in your master file settings. This pop-up is an optional feature that can be activated in your install options in the master files. An informational notice will appear to remind you that regardless of how your office decides to reprocess this claim, you should access the ledger to rebill or adjust off this payment. Click the Continue button and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen, where you should follow the same steps to reverse any of the other retractions for this payment. Click the Continue button and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen, where you should follow the same steps to reverse any of the other retractions for this patient. Click the Continue button, and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen, where you should follow the same steps to reverse any of the other retractions for this patient. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment when reversing a payment. Reversing an adjustment will automatically add the amount of the adjustment back to the charge. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment when reversing a payment. Reversing an adjustment will automatically add the amount of that adjustment back to the charge. When all of the payments and adjustments for the specific patient have been reversed, click the Back button in the top left corner of the screen. You will return to the Patient Lookup screen, where you should proceed to the next patient in the EOB and reverse the corresponding retractions. When all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits have been reversed, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and a pop-up will state the check number that was entered with the total take-back amount. Click the Continue button, and you will have completed the reversals for the retractions in the EOB. And you will have completed the reversals for the retractions in the EOB. Please note that if the insurance is repaying on the claims, be sure to put these back out to that insurance prior to posting any of the payments. Please note, if the insurance is repaying on any of the claims that were retracted, please be sure to put these. If the insurance is repaying on the claims that were retracted, be sure to put these out. If the insurance is repaying on the claims that were retracted, be sure to put these back out. If the insurance is repaying on the claims that were retracted, be sure to put these back out to that insurance prior to posting any of the payments. If the insurance is repaying on any of if the insurance is repaying on if the insurance is repaying on any of the claims that were retracted, be sure to put these back out to that insurance prior to posting any of the payments. Please note that if you accidentally exit out of the take-back mode before the reversals are completed, you can re-access the take-back check by selecting the Take-backs and Retractions option. Follow the same steps as you did before, and when you reach the take-back checks listing, highlight the check needed and press Enter on your Highlight the check needed and press Enter on your keyboard. When you are asked to increase the take-back total for the check, select Yes, and you will access the patient lookup screen to continue reversing the retractions. At the Posting Options menu, when you are sure that all of the reversals have been completed, you should repost all of the payments in the Explanation of Benefits. Select the insurance type you are currently working with. From the Options menu. When the button is clicked on, you will be forwarded the pay. You should now be reposting the payments. You should now be reposting the payments for all of the patients in the EOB. It is important that you start with the first patient listed and not the first patient with the retraction. When the first patient is entered at the patient lookup screen, you will access the patient's ledger screen. Click into the check number field, and you will notice a button labeled Takebacks appear on the button line. and you will notice a button. Click into the check number field, and you will notice a button labeled Takebacks appear on the button line. Click the Takeback button, or press F1 on your keyboard, and the Takeback checks listing will display. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takebacks as prior to. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business until the amount of the takeback check is exceeded. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business until the amount of the takeback check is exceeded. This prompt should always be answered as yes, which will set the takeback check as no to today's business. You will notice that the check number will default in automatically, and the Today's Business field will be set to no. You can then post this payment as you normally would, and click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the patient lookup. You can access the next patient in the explanation of benefits. At the patient lookup screen, you can access the next patient in the explanation of benefits, and as long as you do not leave or exit without running the check total, all of the takeback information will be defaulted back into the. All of the takeback information will be defaulted into each patient's ledger. All of the takeback information will be defaulted into. All of the takeback information will be defaulted into each patient's ledger. As you continue to process the patient's payments, the system will automatically decrease the amount of the takeback check until the takeback check total equals zero. After the entire EOB has been reposted, the takeback check should equal zero. And the amount posted for today's business should equal the amount of the checks received. after the entire EOB has been reposted. After the entire EOB has been reposted, the take back check should equal zero, and the amount posted for today's business should equal the amount of the check received. At this point, you should run your day sheet to ensure that it balances for today's business. You should also ensure that the prior day's business in the day sheet equals zero. At this point, you should run your day sheet to ensure that it balances for today's business. You should also ensure that the prior day's business in the day sheet equals zero. For more information on this area, please see the Day Sheet Overview video tutorial. For more information on this area, please see the Day Sheet Overview video tutorial. This concludes the Manual Posting with Adjusted Claims video tutorial.